Guys, up real quick, if we can, just a housekeeping tip, these noisemakers that we all have, if we could just silence those or shut them off for the next hour. Even sometimes vibrate can get kind of distracting to the presenter and the people sitting next to you, so if we could just shut them off or silence them for the next hour. And I'm really excited. Holy cow, I mean, this is a great day, and we've got a lot of great information to go over. For all the guests in the room, we appreciate you coming out this morning. I know there's a lot of things that folks could be doing on a Saturday morning, and I'm glad you're here because we all have the privilege to hear from one of the gentlemen who's just helped so many people here in the state of Utah and around the country, a gentleman who makes over $100,000 in a year with our company from home. So you'll notice there's a big solid gold ring on his finger. He got it from earning that $100,000, and how he did it was helping a lot of different people have a lot of success with our company that you're here to see this morning. So if we can get on our feet and give it up for Regional Manager, Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Ryan Burns.
Man, I had that pretty scripted good for him. He got it right on the nose. I was like, who's he talking about? I want to see this guy. All right. Guys, really, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the leadership that you've seen sitting on the front row, people like Mr. Hill and many of my mentors who taught me how to have success and be able to work from home. And I've absolutely loved this opportunity. So if you don't mind giving the leadership that we have here in the state a round of applause for all that they do. All right. Now, I'm going to jump right into the information. We've got a lot of things planned today, and just to get my story out of the way, I got started working with this company about 3 years ago, and my intention when I started was I wanted to make a little extra cash from my car payment. I mean, I didn't have any grand dreams. Maybe some of the guests here have bigger dreams than I did when I started, but that was really my intention. But after I started learning that this company had a very simple system that you could follow, a system that even a young guy, when I was 24 when I got started working with this company, I was a little intimidated by a company that had been around for 38 years, you know, and I had never had any type of business experience before. But because it had that simple system, about 4 months into it, it actually started paying me more doing this part-time than I was making at my full-time job. Obviously, that's when things got real exciting for me. I mean, maybe you can kind of put yourself in those shoes. You've got your full-time job, and on the side, on this little part-time gig, you're getting about the exact same extra. Somehow, I figured out how to blow all that extra money, but I had fun doing it. But 2 months later, I decided to fire my boss. And I'll tell you what, when I put in my two-week notice, guys, I remember that moment. I remember being so excited. I was giddy like a little schoolgirl, seriously, when I was filling out that two-week notice. And I was counting down the days. I remember when I had 14 days left, and I remember when I had 14 minutes left and 14 seconds, and I said, all right, guys, peace, I'm out of here. They threw a little party and kind of just said goodbye to some of my, you know, my coworkers. And I remember walking out of the doors. I used to work up at the Psychiatric Institute, which was a lot of fun, and I really did enjoy working with the people. But, you know, when you have somebody telling you when you can go to the bathroom and you have to set your alarm clock, that's something I've gotten used to not listening to. Mr. Hall was kind of chewing me out this morning for being late. You know, I wake up when I'm done sleeping, but the exciting thing was is when I open up those doors, I realize that now I get to work for myself under my terms and make 4 or 5 times the money than I've ever made at any W-2 job, and I went full-time with prepaid legal 6 months into the business. Now, I kind of joke around and say that, you know, I wake up when I'm done sleeping, I wake up at the crack of 10, you know, we always kind of have those jokes about working, you know, on your own, but the truth is, really, I actually was waking up earlier because I was excited about what I was doing. I was working harder than I'd ever worked because I felt like I was having fun, I was making money, and I was helping people. And there's just a different way you look at the clock when you're doing something that you really love. You're wondering where the hour's going because you want to do so much rather than how many minutes and seconds do I have left until I can leave this place. So it's just such a different feeling. And 8 months into the business, I had my first $8,000 month, and that's when things just started getting crazy. Somehow I figured out how to blow $8,000 as well. I don't know where that money went either. But fortunately, the company just kept on growing, and that's when I started making that six-figure income, and my life just started changing. I remember about 2 years ago when I had just moved into my new home, and I was driving to Walmart in the morning. I was actually up early that day, and I was passing some of the cars. I was passing going out of our neighborhood and then passing some of the apartments, and I saw all the cars, you know, parked in their little parking spots, and all of them had frost on their windshield, and I was thinking, this is so cool, I've got a garage now. You know, and maybe that's not a big deal to a lot of people in the room, but to me, it was just a life-changing thing that's starting to happen, starting noticing all the things that I could start to enjoy working with this business. Now, the money's great, but I really don't think the money matters unless you believe in what you're doing. And so I want to talk a little bit about our company and basically what we're going to be going over today. We're going to talk about three major problems and needs that are out there. We're going to talk about the best answers to those problems. We're going to talk about opportunity and timing, which is obviously important. And then, and if you do see an opportunity for yourself, then we're going to talk about some action steps that you can take to start making some extra income around whatever it is that you're doing currently. I like this study that was done by Harvard Business School. Because, you know, really, this is one of the most prestigious business schools in the country. And if you look at the administration there, they probably don't want to have a whole bunch of Harvard graduates going out into the workforce and being laid off and getting involved with companies that are going out of business. Now you got a bunch of Harvard graduates that are unemployed. That doesn't really look good on their statistics. I suppose that might have been one of the reasons why they did this study. They said, if you're going to get involved with a company, you need to do your research. You need to be careful. And we're going to do that. We're going to show you all five of these areas today. Obviously, we're showing you what Harvard tells you to watch out for, because these are areas that we're proud of with our company. He tells them to watch out for the, you know, look at the company. Is it solid? Has it been around a long time? You know, you hear of, especially here in Utah, it seems like we get it more than any other state, right? The ground floor opportunities. You know, I heard the word opportunity and I was thinking, one of those, right? You know, and I had a lot of people kind of invite me, come and take a look at something, and it might have been great for them, but every time they'd ask me to go, I would go and I'd check it out of respect to them, just kind of tell them, hey, you know, maybe I'll come and yeah, I can support you, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be something I'm going to be interested in. And sure enough, everyone I went to, it just wasn't a good fit for me. But ground floor opportunity, if you look at the statistics, you got over 90% of companies don't make it out of their first 5 years. I mean, that's scary. And then many of those companies don't make it the next 5 years. So imagine if you're a gambling man and you want to put your odds 1 in 20 that you're going to make it, regardless of your hard work. It's like playing Russian roulette and 19 out of 20 bullets will fire because the company's going to go out of business. So you want to just see that the company's solid. The need in the marketplace, is there really a need there? Does the product seriously fulfill that need? Or if it's a service like our company deals with, you might want to look at the retention. Do they lock you into 3-year contracts? You know, kind of things like that. Does the compensation plan really pay you enough to pay attention? And then the timing. Is the timing right? And those are the things that we will talk about with our company. Now, first major problem. I want you guys all to think really hard here for a minute. Can you think of anybody in your life that would like to make more in 2011 than they did in 2010? Right? Probably all of us, right? Know somebody if it's not like us, right? Want to make more in 2011. And again, same question. Can you think of anybody who wishes they had a little bit more with their financial freedom, wishes they had a little bit more time freedom on their hands? All right, these are all obviously two problems that I'd say just about every American would like to have a little bit more of both of these things. All right, the second and third major problem that we're going to talk about that our company specifically addresses is identity theft. It's the number one crime in America now. It just passed drug trafficking a while ago. You actually make more money, an identity thief would make more money stealing somebody's identities than they do with drug trafficking as a whole in the nation. It's the number one crime in America now. So have we identified a problem, right? A need in the marketplace? Absolutely. And then also, when you look at the economy today, and people just can't afford to pay $200, $300, $400 an hour for an attorney to get good advice, have a letter written, maybe a will. Maybe you need assistance on a speeding ticket, something like that. I mean, these little issues, nobody's going to go pay $200, $300, $400 an hour to go get access to the justice system. It's just priced out of our opportunity to call up and get good advice from an attorney, and I'll talk about how our company addresses that as well. But first, you remember that first area, those five areas. Number one, you got to evaluate the company. Now, here's our company. We've been around for 38 years. That's a huge check right there. Many of you might have heard of the Better Business Bureau. Basically, their job is to rank companies, good and bad. So if you got a complaint, you send it to the Better Business Bureau. If you say a company's doing really good, you send it to the Better Business Bureau, right? And, I mean, Walmart's doing pretty good. They've got a B+, you know, so they've got some complaints, but they're doing pretty good. But our company, after 38 years in business, guys, we have an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau. All right. Obviously, I'm going to be saying good stuff about our company, but that's why I like showing this information, because it kind of is a way I can get out of the way. The New York Stock Exchange, Our ticker symbol is PPD. You can see all the good, bad, and ugly. You'll see that we're trading at over $60 a share right now in our company. They're doing very, very well. And we've been published in basically every magazine, business magazine, and periodical that you can think of. Anybody in the room ever heard of a USA Today? Right? USA Today. This is what they said after they evaluated our company and our services. They said, 1 million families sleep better tonight. They were so impressed. They said, to us, it looks like health insurance before it became a trillion-dollar industry, looking at what, you know, over in Europe, what's happening. I mean, amazing, right? Forbes magazine, they rank the top richest people, right? That's where you see the Bill Gates, you know, and you see all the Waltons, you know, you wish you would have been in that family, right? That's where you see those lists of the top richest people. They also do the top companies in America. And, you know, that's a pretty prestigious list. I remember we had a chance to listen to Thomas Donahue. He's so impressed with our company. He's the president of the United States Chamber of Commerce. I mean, talk about a who's who knows business. And he was standing on our stage out in Oklahoma, and he was telling us why he believes so much in prepaid legal. He also talked about the 30 million companies and small businesses throughout the United States. And now if you put two and two together, 30 million companies in the United States. Forbes magazine does a list of the top 200. Last year, they only did the top 100. And not only did we make last year's list, but we have now made that top 100 list, that top 200 list now for 8 years. All right. So just some incredible things. And there's a lot of other magazines that we could talk about and why we've gotten the recognition that we have. But really, it's the history. It's not what we say or promise people we're going to do. You know, a lot of sizzle, no steak type companies, a lot of people do that. This is what we've done. We've gone up and to the right. Wouldn't it feel nice if that was your bank account going up and to the right every year, right? Okay, even back in 2001, you look at most companies, what do most companies do? Most companies do after 9/11. They went down and crashed, you know, flatlined. Our company went up $47 million that year. Now, you might ask, why? You know, why would our company go up when the economy is good, and why was it going up and doing well even when the economy was bad? Well, identity theft is becoming the number one crime in America. It's getting worse. And access to the legal system when you can't afford it, and you have people foreclosing on homes and they need the justice system, they need advice better than ever. When the economy is bad or the economy is good, our company has gone up, and that's why we've gotten such great ratings. Now, just for a minute, if I can show you all, when I saw this information, I was kind of in a unique situation, I think, because the person who invited me out to lunch, she basically said, "Hey, Ryan, I got something I want you to look at. You may or may not be interested." That's when I thought, okay, I'm not interested. But then she said, "There's going to be some free food there." And so I said, "Yeah, okay, I'll be there." And, you know, I checked it out, and I really loved what I saw. And as I did my investigation, you know, I actually found out that my family had the services for 14 years. And they told me all the things that they had used the services for. So honestly, I thought this would be a great way for me to make some extra income. I wasn't really thinking that I, a 24-year-old kid, needed a sexy legal plan. All right. But what I found is, and maybe you'll find the same thing to be true, if a legal plan, if access to the justice system and calling an attorney was free, would you all agree you might call more often? All right. And I found that to be the case, too. So if you guys can call, just so I can show this to you, can everybody stand up just for a minute? Okay, so if any of these things apply to you, I just want you to go ahead and have a seat. Has anybody in the room ever received a traffic ticket before? Go ahead and sit down. We got some good drivers. Give them a hand. Stay up, though. Give them a hand. Okay. Now, to the people standing, have you ever signed a contract of any kind? Driver's license, Blockbuster card, possibly. Do you have a driver's license? Sign a contract? Okay, good. You were going to mess up my whole presentation. I was getting nervous there. All right, I like to cheat. But really, there's so many things. Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Tried to return a defective product? Some people might be saying trying to return a defective spouse, right? That could be a legal situation, right? Worried about your identity theft? Lost a security deposit? Been audited? Signed a contract? Purchased a home? Prepared a will? Did you guys notice that I'm not saying how many of you have had legal situations like bashing in your neighbor's windshield with a baseball bat? How many of you robbed a bank? You guys see how I'm not saying that? What our plan does is it helps bad things from happening to good people. It doesn't help bad people do worse things. You follow me? All right. And this is just kind of showing you the need in the marketplace. Remember that? Number two, the need in the marketplace. Most people understand having the need for health insurance. Either we wish we had health insurance or we're asking, that's the one question we ask at every job interview is, what's the health insurance benefits there? And there's good reason. You know, a day in the hospital could be financially devastating to a lot of families, right? And there's 37 million hospitalizations on average every year. Now, with that being about 1 out of 10 of Americans every year will go to the hospital, we don't want to roll the dice and say we're going to be one of those 1 in 10. So Americans, we're cautious, right? So we pay $100, $200, $300, $400 a month to protect us and have health insurance, right? Some of you are thinking, I pay a lot more than that in health insurance. Okay. All right, but 37 million people are hospitalized. Now, here's the crazy thing. In the exact same year there's 37 million people that are hospitalized, there's 100 million court filings. Now, could a day in court be just as financially devastating, right? And the ironic thing is if you look at that, 100 million court filings, that means you've got a plaintiff and a defendant. So you got 200 million people involved, which matches the statistic, according to the Federal Trade Commission, that 52% of Americans right now have a legal situation. So if you look to your right, if it's not them, it's you. You have a legal situation right now. Okay? That's statistically. So this room, you guys are good. These guys got some problems, all right, statistically. So legal situations are in most Americans' lives right now. And identity theft, obviously, is through the roof. You can about double that number now. In fact, I thought it was ironic when the last postings they showed of data breaches was actually more than the national population of the United States. In other words, some people's data has not just been compromised, it's been compromised again. Now, what identities are doing with that? That's just crazy to know. It's not about cutting up your mail. It's about, have you ever left your house before in your life now? It's like, have you ever had a job? Have you ever gone to school? Have you ever gone to the hospital? You ever worked for the military? You know, and those are the people who are right now at risk. Now, what do? We put a wall of security around you and your family to protect you against identity theft and have access to the justice system. You guys all got that by now, right? That's what our company does. We cover the entire family. Here in Utah, obviously, we're going to say we cover the entire litter, 17 kids per family. They're all covered, right? We always have to be clear that it looks like we have a spouse here and a spouse here, but I need to be clear, Utah, we only cover one spouse, all right? So that's a problem, definitely. Applications in the back. You're going to need our plan, right? Okay, now, if you can kind of just play another game with me, this one you don't have to stand up, but I just want you to kind of picture maybe at some point in your life, and if not, then just play along. Maybe you watched way too much Law and Order, The Practice, or maybe I'll age some of you guys, Matlock, right? one of those lost shows, and you wanted to become an attorney. So you decided while you were in high school that you're going to get great grades so that you can go to one of the best law schools in the country. And when you're in law school, you got great grades, so you ended up getting accepted into a very fantastic practice. And as you're at that practice, what do you got to do to work your way up? Got to get some billable hours, man. So you've done all that, all right? So you've gone the whole road of becoming a very expensive, intelligent businessman and attorney. So not only you got billable hours, but you became the partner, the decision maker at this law firm, okay? That's you. And I'm approaching you and your partners. And I'm asking you to do a certain things for me because I realize that a day in court could be financially devastating to me and my family. And I would like to not have to think about my checkbook before I can check my rights. All right. So I just want to be able to make phone calls to your law firm on an unlimited basis. And I want you to put a dollar figure of what you're going to charge me on a month-to-month basis to cover me. Now, remember, I said it's not just you. You have a practice. And I want this to be the largest network of attorneys in the entire country. I want to be covered in all 50 states. All right? We have over 7,000 attorneys networked in some way can assist our clients in legal situations. So if I have a question about my family, law questions, I don't want to be talking to a tax attorney, right? Because he might only be familiar with that law, right? He might not know it. Okay? Does that make sense? So if I need an expert in that area, I can have it. All right? I'm covered in all 50 states. You're covering my entire family, and all of us have unlimited consultation. All right? Go ahead, and if you got notes, you can go ahead and put a dollar amount. What you're going to charge me on a month-to-month basis just for having the unlimited telephone consultations. And I want real consultations. Not like a sit-down presentation where we're trying to close a deal and scare the person to death and get billable hours. All right? There's a big difference with that type of attorney you're talking to, right? Anybody ever heard of free consultation? What's the attorney's goal? Just what I said, right? They're trying to get billable hours so they can get money for the company. In fact, a lot of attorneys have a quota. I think that's a sad thing. But, you know, we had a gentleman named Melvin Hall who came into town, and he did a fantastic job. And this guy's been an attorney, very, very successful for 30 years. And one of the things he pointed out to me about the injustice in the justice system, he says, imagine, you've got the American Bar Association that is so far understaffed, you guys really have no idea. They do not deal with little attorneys that are taking advantage of clients. They can't. They've got to deal with the big cases. And imagine if you've got an attorney who has to pay overhead and he has to pay the bills for his family, and you go ahead and walk into his office because you're at that moment of crisis and you've got a credit card with a $5,000 limit, and that attorney hears your story and he knows he can't help you because he knows the law better than you know. He knows he can't. But now he's got an ethical dilemma. He sees your credit card. He knows he can swipe that $5,000 retainer and go fight for you, even though he knows he can't change the law. And here we are hearing story after story of somebody who had an attorney who didn't do anything for them. Has anybody heard a story like that? Now, that's what I'm talking about with our services. We pay, for example, Parker Stanberry $1.7 million a month. We can fire that law firm on a 60-day notice. Now, that makes me proud to think that now, for the first time in history, you've got an attorney and you've got people who need help who are on the same page. Because what did that law firm want to do? They want to keep their $1.7 million. Guys, you got to pay attorneys good money to get good service. And we pay them good money, right? And our goal is to get our problem solved as quickly as possible. Their goal is keep their $1.7. Do they want to waste our time? No. Do they want to waste theirs? No. They want to keep their $1.7. You guys all follow me? So what I'm saying, I want real consultation. I want real answers. If you feel like you can go out there and make a phone call or write a letter for me, okay, so I want to take it a step further. I want you to put a dollar amount on that. If I need you to make a phone call for me, or if I need you to write a letter for me, I want you to go ahead and do that for me. Just for an example, I had a hotel overcharge me $100. No big deal, right? Call up the hotel. Just make sure they credit you your money back. Has anybody ever heard the words, sorry, there's nothing we can do? Like the famous phrase. And I just remember laughing when she said it. I was like, are you serious? Did you not just hear what I just said? You guys just overcharged it. I'm sorry, you know, there's really nothing we can do because of whatever. And I hung up the phone just thinking, maybe this legal plan that I'm sharing with other people to make some extra income is not just for people like my mom and dad who are running a business. Maybe it's for everyday people just like me who would never call a $200 attorney or a $300 attorney for a $100 issue. I picked up the phone and I made that call. And I called the attorney, and I'll be honest, every time I've called the attorneys, they don't always say what I want to hear. They, like I said, they can't change the law, right? Sometimes they're like, Ryan, don't do anything because right now there's nothing, the law's not always logical. In this case, however, they said, Mr. Burns, that doesn't sound right to us. Would you like us to write a letter or make a phone call? Now think of how I'm feeling. I'm thinking, man, I'd pay $100 just to see the look on this lady's face when she gets a call from my attorney. So I said, make a call. And that was covered for free. And that attorney made that call and called me back 10 minutes later and basically told me, Mr. Burns, the hotel apologizes for the misunderstanding. Apparently they misunderstood I had an attorney. That's about all they misunderstood, right? And then they said they credited me back my $100 and they sent me a free night stay. Now, yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that that's just a smaller situation, but that's what I'm talking about. If an attorney was free, would you use them more often? Absolutely. I had another situation. This one I might have even thought of calling an attorney over. I had a bill come in the mail for my cell phone, and I was on auto pay on everything, so I just kind of took the bill and threw it away. That's just kind of what I was doing. It turns out I found out this bill was a $4,000 bill. And I'm thinking, how do you get a $4,000 cell phone bill? I got unlimited minutes, unlimited texts, unlimited data. They've obviously made a mistake. No big deal. I'll just call them up and just make sure we get this sorted out. I called up the company, and I can't say their name, but it starts with a T, ends with mobile. You guys can figure it out. All right. I called them up, and they said, Mr. Burns, it's not that phone. It's your other phone. And I said, oh, hold on. That's when I got nervous because I said, yeah, I do have another phone. I called in 3 months prior to this because I was putting it on the minimum plan because I'm not using it anymore. And then I went out to my glove box, and my phone, it was gone. And so here I've got a phone on the minimum plan, and somebody stole it, and they were using it. In fact, we even found out they were text messaging out of country. Now you guys can start to see, I got a $4,000 bill. I don't even know how they text that much. It was just number after number after number. And so what they told me was, is the good news is I'm not responsible for any future minutes now that I've reported it stolen. I'm just thinking, no way. And they said, according to the contract, that's what they told me on the phone. Anything I have any clue what kind of contract I signed when I got that phone? Do you guys know what you signed? Right? Anybody who has a Blockbuster card in the room? You signed it? You know, if you don't return that, if you don't rent a video for 5 months, they start charging your account $10 every single month? Okay, they don't really do that, but do you know? Right? Did you read that contract you signed? That's what I'm saying. You know, and I didn't read this contract. I was looking at I was just looking at my contract. I was trying to figure this thing out. And then I thought, you know what? I need to speak with my attorneys. And in fact, first they actually transferred me to somebody who could help me. I said, transfer me to somebody who can actually talk some sense, because this does not make any sense. And then that person said, well, Mr. Burns, we do value as a customer. So I'm like thinking, finally, we're getting somewhere. And so that person said, so we'd be willing to work out a payment plan with you if you'd like of some kind. And I'm just like, what? You got to be kidding me. This is crazy. So what do? Obviously, guys, prepaid legal. I pull out my little card. I don't have it on me. I pull out my little card. I look up my number, and I call prepaid legal. And first thing they said to me is, Mr. Burns, we need to see the contract you signed. And I'm thinking, how much would that normally cost to have an attorney review your contract? $150, $200, easily, right? You know, I know I'm lowballing all these numbers. Some people are like, dude, it's like $500, $600. Okay, let's say $150, $200 to get that contract reviewed, right? I've got another couple $100 to have some good advice over the phone. And basically that attorney, what he told me, he says, Mr. Burns, they failed to tell you about this section in your contract. I want you to go do this, this, and this, and get me that information, and I'm going to fire a little nastygram informing them of your legal rights. And in that letter, one of the things they said is, you will credit back our client his $4,000, or else we'll instruct him to take further legal action against you because you did not inform him of what was in his contract. Now, I'm just thinking, this is awesome. You know, I'm talking to customer service. My attorney is sending a nastygram to the legal department. You guys already see there's going to be a different result. End of story. Shortly after that, I got $3,850 credited back to my account. They said they owed the other $100. That was my bill. All right. So, again, attorneys, partners, how much are you charging me for my consultations, for my phone calls and letters, for my unlimited contracts? And on top of all of that, I want you to give me a comprehensive will, not just for me, but also for my spouse. If you're married. So, how much is that going to cost somebody? You know, I'm not talking about a Google will, guys. I'm talking about a will written up by your attorney, one that will hold up in court, all right, and get all your needs taken care of, all right? If you put all of that together, and I want you to update it on a yearly basis, so every year, as new cars, new houses, new kids, right, I want to be able to update that for free just for having the services, all right? And I want no contract, so I can keep it 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, doesn't matter, no obligation. I keep the services because I like it, not because I have to. Now, out of all of these things, what do you think you might charge me? You don't have to say the number out loud, but I really want you to lock in. If you were my attorney, what are you charging me on a month-to-month basis? All right. I normally hear $1,000 a month, $500 a month. You know, if somebody's never used an attorney, usually they say like $300 a month. All right. But what if I asked the question a little bit differently? What if it was not just my dollar or my friend's dollar paying for this services? What if it was millions of clients throughout the United States that created this huge collecting buying power? And so now you could give me all the things that I've just talked about for $35.95 a month. How are we doing? All right. I know that I'm biased, but I think I can safely say that is one of the best values in America. Something you're paying $35.94. I mean, look at our competition, guys. Go ahead and open up the phone book. The thickest section is the attorney section. And call any one of those law firms and say, what will you do for me for $35.95? They're not going to say they're going to write letters, review contracts, prepare your will, get unlimited telephone consultation. Do you think they're going to say that? No. They're going to hang up the phone. We do not have competition. There is nothing like our service in the entire country, which is one of the things I love. We don't have competition. It is prepaid legal or you don't have it. It's the postpaid plan or the prepaid plan, right? And the prepaid plan, as we know, changing the oil in your engine is a little bit cheaper than changing your engine, right? And this works the exact same way. But I've only talked about preventative legal so far. So that's title one. We have five titles. So for the next 5 hours, what I'm going to be going over real quickly, just kidding, guys, we only got like 20 more minutes left, all right? But we covered title one. But if you ever have a motor vehicle, say, let's say you have a traffic ticket and it's a defendable situation, you're frustrated, right? Especially if you got a ticket out of state. Now, I got a ticket out in Colorado. I was frustrated. I definitely could have fought it. But what are my options? Drive to Colorado and fight it or pay it and watch the insurance go up $30-$40 a month for the next 3 years. And like you're really going to get that call, hey, it's been 3 years, we're going to go ahead and drop your rates. This never happens, right? All right, so with this section right here, the attorney, if it's a defendable speeding ticket, they'll actually go to court for you. And when I had a ticket out in Colorado, I didn't have to go and fight it. I was able to call the attorneys. That attorney knew who to call, knew who to talk to, called me back, and instead of me paying $180, I ended up paying $22. And with that ticket, there was no points on the record either. You know, so that was a great situation. I was able to go ahead and have an attorney out of state go to fight for me. Even when I had a ticket here in Utah, I was able to have the attorney meet me at the courthouse steps. In fact, when the prosecutor came, he basically said, I want you to stay right here because I'm going to go talk to the prosecutor. And if I don't like the deal he works out, I don't want his ego getting in the way if you're sitting there. So I want to kind of work with him a little bit. And I was like, cool, I'll stay here. So he went in and he talked to the prosecutor and worked out a great deal. For me. So, you know, I'm not saying that this is a get out of jail free card, you know, but it does help you keep those points off the record if you have something that you need an attorney's assistance with. Trial defense services. This is a shield. It's not going to go help you go sue a bunch of people, right? This is a shield for somebody coming after you. Has anybody ever heard of a story in the news about somebody who just sued somebody else for just some ridiculous reason? You can tell that there's a lot of people who make a living and all they do is just sue others. That's what they do. That's this section right here. There you got the protection. All right, it starts off with 75 hours in the bank. That's like having $15,000 of protection to protect you against people like that. IRS audit protection. My good friend here, Mr. Udy, I love his story because he was that. I'm throwing your business right out there. Sorry about that. But he was audited. He said it was, what, $17,000 that you owed? And so Mr. Udy made a call to Prepaid Legal. Prepaid Legal had their attorney show up to that audit, helped him prepare. And when I would say our attorneys were done with that auditor, the IRS owed him another $700 after that audit. You know. Preferred member discount. This is the catch-all 25% discount. Guys, this is if you were going to use an attorney anyways, this is your section right there. I sometimes call it the do-it-to-yourself section because I'm not going to tell you go rob a bank. We'll cover everything for you. $39. That doesn't make any sense. Does everybody follow, right? Okay. We don't want to want what we don't want. We don't cover criminals like that. You know, but if you did have a situation like child custody, bankruptcy, any of those types of things, that's your 25% discount. So if you're going to spend $2,000, wouldn't it be nicer to get AV rated law firm, put it in, you know, which puts them in the top 7% in the country and get them at a 25% discount? So you're paying less. It's like having, you know, Nordstrom attorneys at Walmart prices. That's kind of a good deal, right? 25% discount, 24-hour access to the attorneys. That means you can call the attorneys at any time. Just pick up the phone at 2 a.m. if you have an emergency. We're not preparing our will at 2 a.m., guys. This is an emergency, right? So you can pick up the phone, and one of our attorneys in the law firm has to take home the bat phone, and he has to answer your calls in the middle of the night or on the weekend and for all your children. So when are their problems? Your teenagers, right? They don't happen from 9 to 5. They usually happen from 5 to 9 on the weekends, right? So that's a nice thing to have for you and your whole family. And then identity theft protection. Identity theft, like we said, number one crime in America. You've got driver's license identity theft protection. You've got Social Security. You've got medical. You got character criminal. And you got financial. Now, a lot of us hear about financial identity theft protection, right? But let's look at this. What if you've got a protection on your little Chase Bank credit card? That's great. If something happens to that Chase Bank credit card, you might have some protection on it, right? What happens if somebody went and got your social and was able to get your information and got their picture with your information of your driver's license on there? Now, if they got a speeding ticket, do you think they really care about showing up to court for you? They don't. Do you hear about this kind of stuff happening? Yes, guys, number one crime in America. Yeah, medical identity theft. How hard is it for somebody to get a social and a name and go get a blood test done? What if they're tested positive for a rare blood disease? Who has the problem of getting health coverage? It's not the identity thief, guys. It's you, right? This is what identity theft is. It's not your credit card. It's your financial identity. What's that little credit card protection going to do for you when somebody got your social and your information? How much, if you think about it, the last time you went up to set up a bank, how much information did they really need of yours? Isn't it ridiculous to think all somebody really has to do is have a couple of these things and now they got a bank account in your name? They can go get a free checking and give you a felony for a $1,000 check they bounced. They don't care. They're not coming after them. You guys see what I'm saying? So you've got identity theft is a huge problem. It's not just your credit card. And I'm happy to say that our company does not just cover that one credit card. And why are you at risk? Like we said, it's because you've been out of your home before. That's why, because you've had a job. It's all these people losing your information. It's not about you being careful. All right? And now what we've done is we've linked up with Kroll Background America. This is the number one risk management company in the entire planet. They've been dealing with identity theft for 30 years for companies and countries. And now they went out looking for somebody that would help them go protect families. Because they said in these five areas of identity theft, if you have a problem, you also have a legal problem. So what did they do? They found the largest network of attorneys in the entire country, did some investigation on them, because that's what they do, and they linked up with us about 9 years ago. And now Kroll is part of our incredible company. And they were known as Wall Street's Journal. Wall Street's Private Eye. They were known as one of the, you know, as the number one risk management company on the planet. They're the same company that does all the background checks for the TSA agents at the airlines, U.S. government employees. All right, I hope I haven't lost a lot of you, but I get excited when I talk about Kroll, because this is the company that deals with our identity theft. So when they did a study, it was a book written by Dr. Michael McCoy. He had a $2 million grant basically to make this study. And he studied identity theft, and he studied the solutions out there. And he said the number one solution by far is with Kroll and prepaid legal services, because this is why, guys. This is what they do. They give you access to your credit report, so you get to see where you're at, right? That's great. That's not what sets us apart, but it's a good way to start, right? We also do continuous credit monitoring, and that's great, too. That is not what sets us apart either, but some companies do this. It's kind of like a company hired to say, hey, just wanted to let you know, Liz, your house is on fire. Liz is like, great. Thanks for letting me know. Do you mind putting it out? They said, no, we just monitor. Just want to let you know. That's what every identity theft protection does. You know what they do? They give you a 40-page manual, teaches you how to call all the credit repositories, tells you who to call and what to do, and it also tells you how many hours, hundreds of hours it takes for you to on average restore an identity theft situation. Do you really want to be dealing with that kind of situation? No. What if you could do this? Not only did you get access to your credit report to see if there's problems, what if you could have credit monitoring to let you find out if a problem is occurring, and you had full restoration in all five areas of identity theft, and it was included in your legal plan for $35.95 a month. Okay. So that's why you notice I spent more than half my time just sharing the information about our services, because that's what we get passionate about. I'll tell you what, when I had that $4,000 cell phone issue and they saved me $4,000, $3,850 is what they saved me with that letter. I had a payment plan worked out with logic that I could work out on the phone. They saved me $4,000. I can tell you what, 2 months after that, I had my first $10,000 month in this business. And I'm not saying I got better at sales. I got more passionate about a service that helps people. That's what happened, and that's why my income went up. And that's the opportunity that we have on the table. And the greatest thing about it is it works for anybody. It's not something where I'm saying, hey, our job's better than yours, go ahead and quit yours. Even though I would say that if you're talking to me in confidence, all right? But what I'm telling you is you can do what you are doing, what you are passionate about right now, or maybe you're not passionate about. It's just what you're doing to make some extra income. And you can do this on the side, right? Let me use another example. Has anybody in the room ever been to a good movie? Right? Did anybody ever tell somebody to go see that good movie? Did you have to call in and take work off that day to tell somebody to go check it out, right? And that's what I love about this business. You can just tell somebody to check out the information. I'll show you how you do that. But now they're not evaluating you or a 24-year-old kid when I started. They're evaluating a 38-year-old company because I learned how to get out of the way. I learned how to do this around my crazy, hectic schedule so I can make that extra income for my car payment that I needed that actually turned into more than my full-time job. All right. So whether you're looking to change your future, whether you're looking just to pay a few bills, this can be a great answer for anybody. I think this is a crazy thing, though, when I saw this. The normal plan, when somebody is when they hit the age of 65, 95% of Americans are either dead or dead broke. Might sound kind of funny, but it's not really funny when you really look at it. But that's the go to school, get good grades, get a good job plan. That's how it's working out right now. That's the economy right now, and that's the statistic. And that is a scary, scary thing, all right? And most people, what they do, that's what they do. When they need more money, what do? They go get another job. If they need to, you know, pay off some of their credit cards or whatever, they go get another job, or the spouse gets another job. Now, I don't mean to disrespect jobs, because it's a great place to start. If somebody works at McDonald's, that's a good place to start, right? You're doing something. But is it really where you want to finish? No, absolutely not. And then there was a gentleman, one of my mentors, the late Jim Rohn, one of the most brilliant business philosophers, personal development coaches in the entire world, traveled the world. And he said, the day that you figure out and you learn that profits are better than wages, your life will never be the same. Another example, when I really got that, I remember thinking, man, I used to work for this really prestigious company. It was called Sumo Time Party Planners. this is what we did is we took those little fat suits, you know, and we go take them to all these parties. We take those big blow up rides and we just, it was a really fun job. But sometimes, man, you're driving in the middle of the night. You're trying to get up to this high school graduation that's out in Idaho. You know, we had some pretty scary. I never told my mom that, but you know, you know, we were tired sometimes and we worked hard. And you know, the funny thing was I'd go do this party, set up these rides, go pick these things up. You know, and you're coming back, you're just sweating, but you had some fun. And I'd get like a I would go and run that party. They'd hand me a check, and I'd go back to my boss, you know, back up in Cottonwood Heights. I'd go drop off all the things. I'd go set everything back up in his little storage unit that he had for the company. And then I'd go inside. He'd say, "How did it go?" I was like, "It was great." And I after like a four-hour job, he'd hand me like 50, 60 bucks. So I'm thinking, this is awesome, you know? And then I started kind of putting two together because I was handing him a $600 check, and he was home watching MASH, and he's handing me 50 or 60 bucks. You guys see, profits are a lot better than wages because he learned how to run a business for himself. Did he have to make an investment to do that? Obviously. He had to pay for the rides. He had to build his name. He had to work hard and get to that point. But profits are better than wages. And wouldn't you rather be going and working hard for your own $600 than a $60 check that your W-2 might be getting you? You know, especially if you can start really building yourself into that great financial situation. So that's what I want to talk about, is the stories in prepaid legal. Some people that might have been in situations just like you who were able to start making some additional income on the side. I love this story right right here. Dr. Hughes. Dr. Hughes, he was going to med school. And anybody knows a lot of people going to med school. He didn't come from a rich family. So he was basically a very broke college student, and he needed to find a way to make some extra money. So you know what he did? He found a way that he could make that extra income around a crazy hectic schedule. You know what it was? Prepaid legal. And by the time he graduated, he was making more than most of his professors were. He got that doctorate certificate. Basically, he calls it his expensive receipt. He hung it up on the wall, and he never practiced as a day in his life as a doctor because he found a better way that he could make some extra income with prepaid legal, making a six-figure income now from home. You know, and he, through his family, met a gentleman named Dave Hall. He probably hates that I write this, but he's a high school dropout right here. You man. But Mr. Hall, even though he was a high school dropout, here's a guy who was working 60 hours a week. And around that crazy, hectic schedule, he was able to find prepaid legal and start making more doing this part-time than he was making at those jobs. And now we know him as a millionaire club member right here in the state of Utah. Give him a hand. Really. I think that's one of the most inspiring stories in the entire country. He is one of the top requested trainers in the entire country because he's the guy who went from this and now he's a millionaire club member. And you hear story after story after story of these people from so many. This gentleman right here, he used to be running he was in the grocery industry and he was planning on taking over that grocery store. But when it came down to it, the guy who made the decision basically gave it to somebody else after years and years of years of promises. And now he decided enough with that. He was able to start working with prepaid legal a couple decades ago. All right, he's been around for a long time. But Mr. Smith, he came into town, and I remember Mr. Hall invited me to go spend some time with Mr. Smith, and I asked him where we were going, and he said his wife likes the weather down in St. George, so we're going to hop in his own private jet, and we went down there to St. George to do a presentation for them down there. That was so cool. This guy has a private jet, his own. I mean, that's just crazy to me. And maybe that's just kind of way too far, left field. You know, so but what I'm saying is, guys, there's no roof. If it's that car payment, which is all I could see, I remember people saying six-figure ring. You know, every 7 days, somebody's making a six-figure income with this company, a new family. I'm like, whatever. You make your six figures, I need my car payment. Just show me how to do my car payment. So it doesn't matter really what you are looking for. You can create it because somebody else has done it. And that statistic is accurate, guys. In 2009, every 7 days, I love to see the statistic for last year, but every 7 days, a new family was making a six-figure income from home. I mean, incredible. All right. Okay, now there is obviously an investment when you're getting started working with any company. I recently talked to a gentleman who owns a McDonald's, and he actually owned a couple of them, but he sold two of them because he was sick of the headaches. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And he was telling me how much he hates it right now because they're making him spend tens of thousands of dollars to go open up the mocha line, the mocha stuff. I mean, they're making these franchise owners pay all this extra money. And I was just like, so you're one of those guys that invested $1 million, and now 16 years later, you hate it so bad that you loved watching the video about working with our company? And guys, he signed up because he loved the opportunity that he had with prepaid legal. He said, here's something that you can do on the side. You know, we always tell the story. You invest $1 million, you can get a McDonald's, $98,000 net profit. Now, here we got a guy who hates Oregon owning his McDonald's. And that's why he got started with prepaid legal. And our investment, guys, is no $1 million. It's always been just $249 to get started with your New York Stock Exchange company. $249. When I show you the compensation plan, which some of these slides are kind of catching me off guard. I hope we're up to speed on them. But when I show you the compensation plan, I think you're going to be very, very impressed with what our company has to offer. Okay, with the compensation plan. And right now, to get started working with the company, there is some people are like, guys, it's not $249. Come on, tell us the truth, right? It is right now to get started for the end until the end of the month of January. It's not $249. You can get started with your company right now for $149. Okay, I got to do something real quick. Can you go ahead and mute the screen just for a second? Got to at least explain the right compensation plan to you guys. It's not there. Okay, this will do it. Okay, go ahead. All right. Right now, you can get started working with the company. And on the very first person you show this information to, the company's actually going to pay you a $35 commission right away, but I'm going to show you how that can quickly turn into a $100 commission. So first, here's you. You go show somebody this information. They basically just take a look at a website, a DVD, anything like that. And if they like what they see, I remember the first person I showed the information to, I popped in the DVD, and do we need to get this slide up too, or you guys? Okay. Okay. All right. So the first person you show the information to, you can actually make $35. The second person, you make another $35. And this is just showing them a tool, showing them a website, showing them anything like that. Then you make another $35 on your third person. And as soon as you've done your first three people, if you do this in your first 45 days, the company's going to actually add on a $200 bonus on top of everything that you've just made. If you guys do the math there, you actually made $300 for the first three people that you show this information to. $300. There's your investment back. All right. So really, it's like you made $103 on the first three people that you showed the information to. All right. Then next, you move up. That gives you your first pay raise. So now you're making $138 every time you're sending in a $35 membership. So you guys can kind of do the math here. And in fact, I kind of want to go back right here. You go put in three people into the system by showing them a website, showing them a DVD. I can't stress that enough. Using the system so that it can just duplicate very simply. So you don't have to, you can bring somebody onto this company and they can have all the tools to go and show somebody all the information they need to show them 5 minutes later. Because they can just say, power play, what did you like best? That is the entire system. Okay, yeah, thanks. Now in the first 5 days, if you go show these three people this information, all right, and you get three people in the system in your first 5 days, the company's actually going to pay you your $150 investment back on top of the $300. All right, so it's free to get in. All right, so you go find three people, you invest $150 to get in the system, you go find three people, not only do you get your $300 commission, but you got your $150 back. It was free to get started with the company. Does everybody follow that? All right, so really takes the financial decision out, decision away. Right? Then you get your pay raise. Now you're making $138 every time you send in a $35 membership. And I remember when I looked at that, I was like, that math doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're telling me I send in 35, they send me 138. Scam. You know, I was just like, how do they do that? And then they explained to me, Ryan, it's like any strong insurance company. What they're doing is they're paying you an advance commission because they know that most people who get our services keep it. So now look at my family, 17 years. They've been paying 35, 35, 35. Do you guys see the math now? The company, after 38 years of history, have learned they can pay us a large amount of money up front so that we can go and get people this information. When after you've after you've shown people the information as a senior associate, you then can move up to the manager position. If you're a senior associate and you just do one a week, that's an extra $552 a month, guys. That's just one a week. And that's just for the membership. That's just for somebody buying a $35 plan, one a week, an extra $500. Do you know anybody who can use an extra $500? Right? A lot of us know a lot of people who can use that extra cash. If you're a manager, you send in a $35, now you've got another pay raise. They're paying you more money for that same $35 plan. Now you're making $172. All right? When you move up to the director position, and to be a director, you just need three managers working with you in your organization. All right? And now you're making $207 every time you send in that $35 membership. You can go all the way up to the top of the compensation plan. It's $252 every time you send in that $35 membership and when you're an executive director. So one a week there, I mean, now you're looking at over $1,000 a month when you're just even at the director position. That's $820, $28 a month for one a week. All right? Now, I also want to show you another way to make money in the company. So you can go out there and personally work and go show people the information, and this is what you get paid. All right? You can also get paid just like that insurance agent who goes out and puts in a policy and gets paid. They also get a residual income. Anybody ever heard of that, right? You know, it's right when they keep on paying for that membership. After your first year, this covers your first year, all right? And then it starts applying a residual income to your business that starts paying you when every single time these people just pay for their monthly membership, right? And that can get really exciting. I know Mr. Hall, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 sometimes a week in what he's doing from stuff he did 9, 10 years ago. Residual income, that's not from what his team is doing, guys. That's from the memberships he's been paid on is paying him $3,000 or $4,000 a week from people just saying, I love this membership, and they just keep on letting the money come out of their account, all right, to keep that service. All right, the person who sold my family the information, 17 years they've been paid every single month. Wouldn't that be nice to have a few of those on the books? I mean, that'd be really nice, all right? But on top of the residual income, which is what I just talked about right here, they also can pay you just like a broker. If you worked for that insurance company, all right, and you are an agent, you go sell a policy, you get paid, right? Who else gets paid? The broker, okay? The person who owns that office. You know, maybe he trained a bunch of agents to go out and market a few policies, health insurance, auto insurance, doesn't matter what it is, but he's getting paid every single time that you are going in and putting in a business. Now, you can put yourself in that broker seat. In fact, our company pays $252 every single time a membership is marketed. A brand new associate who's making $103, he's pretty happy, right? Puts in a $35 plan, gets paid $103. If you're the upline executive director, you make the difference. So are you incentivized to go help somebody? I remember when I was calling Mr. Hall and he was giving me his help. Now I can see why, right? Yeah, obviously he loves helping people, but he also loves paying for his bills and taking care of his family, and that's okay. And that's what this business is about, is you can put yourself in that broker seat. If you're a senior associate and you bring somebody on, you make $138. If he goes and sells a membership, he makes $103. You make a $35 override. All right. You also get bonuses. If you're a senior associate and you help that new associate get on, not only did you make $35 every time he did something, but every time you help somebody do this and they move up to the senior associate position, the company is paying you another bonus. If you're a senior associate, that's $95. Manager, you're getting paid $115 all the way up to $170 bonus on top of what you've already been paid. And the overrides pay out too in that section. That's great. All right, you guys are going to have to just imagine what you're seeing here. Okay. All right, so if you're a manager and you bring somebody on, and you if you're a manager, you make $172 every time you send in a $35 membership, right? All right, so here's you. It's so funny. Okay. If you're a manager and that new associate of yours, I'm just going to try to explain it because this is way off. But if you're a manager and you bring in that associate, and that associate goes and sells a membership, he gets paid $103. The manager is going to get paid that $70 override. If that John puts in another membership, he made another $100, but you made another $70 override. And then if he brought on a new recruit or whatever, you would make another $70 override. And you would get a bonus for the $115. All right. So basically what I'm saying, if you're a manager and you brought one person into the system, all right, and he went out and did just these three, you made $497, guys, for bringing one person into the system. Should have gone there. All right. Now, that was really exciting, but then we found out that there's some bonuses, and this is going to say December, I know it, because there's some January bonuses going on right now. I'm just going to explain it. All right. Right now, there are some bonuses that they announced for the end of this month, guys. We can take advantage of these bonuses. So not only can you go out there and show five people, let's say you show five people the membership. You get paid $100 on every one of those memberships. So, you know, you made $500. That's pretty good, right? But if you choose to go find five people, and those five people say, hey, not only do I want this membership, but I want to get started and make some extra cash. I know I could run into a few moms who have children who don't have a will. They don't want to pay the $500. I know I could find some people and help them out like that and make an extra few $100 for myself. That'd be great, right? If you can go find five people before the end of this month, guys, that's a $1,500 bonus they're going to pay on top of your $500 that you've already made. And that money gets absolutely ridiculous when you start looking at, they don't just pay that bonus. I know that Mr. Hull had a lady, Brooke, who went out and got 17 recruits in how long? Like a couple days? In about 24 hours. Now, guys, that's insane. And don't think that you're not going to make it in prepay legal if you don't get 17 people in 24 hours. Okay, that's kind of crazy. But this is why she did it. There was a $6,000 bonus on the table, just like there is right now if you're able to go get 15 people. So could any of you go contact 15 people and say, you've got to check this out? I mean, not sleep, like get 6 hours of sleep for the next couple days and go show somebody, show people this information. Would you be willing to do that for a $6,000 bonus plus $2,000 in commissions? Do you guys realize that that is $8,000? And I know that that is huge money, and usually we can only comprehend double what we might be making on right now. But guys, I'm talking about something that you can go make right now. If you get five recruits, you're looking at about $2,000 in commissions plus bonuses. And this is not normal in our compensation plan. It wouldn't make sense. This is just for January to launch your business, all right? We make a six-figure income without these bonuses. We're just excited. This is just adding on to the compensation plan that's already there. Those little $35 overrides, trust me, they add up a lot bigger than this $6,000 will. All right, but it's a nice place for you to start. So if you get five people, that's about $2,000 in commissions. If you're able to get eight people, that's about $3,500 in commissions. If you're able to get 10, and bonus, if you're able to get 10 people, you're looking at about $4,500 in commissions plus your bonus. All right, if you were able to get 12 people, you're looking at about $5,800 in commissions plus your bonus. And that's if none of those people want to go get their own bonus, which obviously they're probably going to do that, right? So now you're making overrides on top of these numbers I'm giving you. And if you get 15, that's a $6,000 bonus plus a $2,000 in commissions. I want to see several people in this room walk on stage next month, and we can recognize those people who went up and picked up an extra $2,000 in your first 7 days. I mean, who can tell that story? I think people want to make money from home, but they don't believe it anymore because there's so many things that they've tried that didn't work. And we're, guys, on top of our compensation plan, we pay every single day by direct deposits. So you don't have to work. Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to work off of faith and just hope that we pay you. You go ahead and put in the work. Give yourself a day to look, and if the deposit comes, go do some more, right? And that's exactly what I had a lady out in Ohio do. She went out and put her 15 recruits in. She got her huge bonus. She made $8,000, qualified for $8,000 of money in her first 10 days, and now she's just putting in applications left and right. I do not have the ability, the skill, or the time that this woman has put into business, but I was able to find somebody who's better at this than I am. Is that a bad thing? Absolutely not. You know, you have Travis right here, Travis Anderson, who went and who's had a tremendous success in this business. He went and showed his mom the information, showed her a DVD, right? I mean, just recently she had a couple $5,000 weeks, and she's a lot better at sharing this information as far as the membership to people than I am. Is that bad? No, we got a 19-year-old kid who went and got a superstar, and now both of them are producing huge numbers for the organization because this business is something that everybody can do, all right? That's really the information I wanted to share. I want to get myself out of the way before we close up here. We've invited a few people to come up and share a quick testimonial so you can see that it's not just one person in the room or two people in the room. There's a lot of great success stories here in the room. So if you can give those people a hand as they come up to the front of the room.
Prepaid legal, I was 20 years old. I was a high school dropout, and so I didn't have a whole lot of education, or I had no background in running a business of any kind, and I had two kids. I was working 80 hours a week. In fact, I cleaned out outhouses here in Utah, so I kind of had a crappy job, but I was looking to make a few changes. I looked into opening up businesses, and I found that just the cost and the capital and stuff that you usually have to bring to the table to open up a business was more than I could handle, but when I found a business that had been already working for 38 years, a lot of people having success, and then there was tons of people ready to help me, I decided to get started, and we've never looked back. We love Prepaid Legal.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster. My background is that I was a stay-at-home mom and homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So after 20-some-odd years, I went and got myself a part-time job, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And then I began to wonder what I was getting myself into. It was around that time that I saw this information, and I was so impressed, saw an incredible vehicle where my husband and I could dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And that first month working the business, working on average 1 to 2 hours a day, made about $1,000, and that is way better than a part-time job.
Shalom. I'm Daniel Rona from Jerusalem and Salt Lake City. I've got both Zions covered in case one of them doesn't work out. About 7.5 years ago, someone came into my office. I realized to run a business without prepaid legal was stupid. I got a membership. And then I told some of my clients how beneficial it was. And they said, well, I want that. And so we helped them get that. And then they told their clients and they said, I want that. 7.5 years later, about 4,000 memberships later, it's created pretty close to $1 million income for our group, and most of that, or a great part of that is ours. We really like Prepaid Legal.
My name is Jennifer Youngberg, and my background is in teaching. When I saw this company, I saw an opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom. I love taking care of other people's children, but I love my own and wanted to be at home with her. And soon I was able to make more of my lunch break than I was all day teaching. I love this company. I am at home with my daughter now.
My name's Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Prepaid Legal. And we started very part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week around our full-time jobs. But within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. So I transitioned, went full-time with Prepaid Legal. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Hasn't paid us less than six figures for the last 9 years in a row. I love this company.
All right. I think that's just always my favorite part when you can kind of just hear those incredible stories. And I mean, just the contrast of the stories. You got a gentleman who cleaned out the outhouses of the John Coe company, and you got a gentleman who makes multiple six figures doing another company, guys. This is something he does on the side because he's passionate about sharing this information with people. I love that about this company, is it doesn't matter what your background is, whether you never graduated high school or whether you're a six-figure income type businessman. This is something that anybody can do and go make that passive residual income and build up a good book of business that you can will to your children, because it's a book of business that you can have, that you can keep. All right, I think that that's just awesome, and that's one thing that I've loved about this business. I'm much more excited about what the associates who get to stay and get to see the training that we're about ready to launch here in just a few minutes. But we're going to give everybody a chance to circle up your chairs, get your questions answered if you feel like you fall in one of these categories. All right. We don't like to hard close anybody, you know, so everybody, you can just relax. Go ahead and lock the doors real quick. Terry, would you? Thank you. Just kidding. All right, guys. If you're basically an A, B, or C. If you're a C, that's basically see you later. It's not for you. But see, obviously, I would say get the membership. I think that's a no-brainer for anybody here in the room. But if you're a B, that means you want to become a member, but you have some questions about the business. So circle up your chairs, and we'd love to answer some of those questions for you. If you're an A, that's the person who says, hey, if he can do it, I can do this, right? honestly, if you're an A, that means you absolutely see an opportunity for yourself. Let the person know whether you're an A, B, or C. We'll get those questions answered. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be right back here in the room. If you want to stay and you're new, just make sure you get your wristbands right out front. All right? And you can enjoy an incredible training. And this is a training that I've been looking forward to for a very long time from a Millionaire Club member. So what would you be willing to sacrifice to be in front of somebody who's made $1 million in this industry? And that's something I would definitely suggest. If you haven't made plans, guys, you probably want to make plans to stick around, because this is going to be a great training for you and for your future. Let them know whether you're an ABC, guys, and thank you so much for your time.